Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What? You heard the man. There is no mistaking it. It's hour number two with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loudmouth of the south. Great to have you along here on Tuesday. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you get in touch and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number is 71307. And my email address, bob@1063.com. To the phones we go. Leadoff batter in this hour is Lou, who is in Campobello. Hi, Lou, and welcome to Tuesday.
Thank you, Bobby. You know, Obama allowed the immigration to open up for 80,000 Muslim Somalis. I think the majority of them settled in Minnesota, the Minneapolis area.
Yep.
And the result is they elect this, I don't even know how to describe her, of a representative from that area, and she's anti-Semitic. She doesn't like America. And, you know, people think it's trendy. People think it's great. People think it's cutting edge. You know something, Bobby? It's a very simple statement. Sometimes I think we're going to get exactly what we deserve. And just hopefully there's some poetic justice that the liberals that love to see this happen get it first so the conservatives can at least have some entertainment before the end.
Well, your point's well taken. Ms. Omar's family escapes all the tribal and gang violence going on in Somalia, comes to the bright, shining beacon of the United States of America. She ends up being elected to public office, and yet they have nothing but hateful things to say about the country that gave them refuge and a new life. Thanks a lot.
Well, you know, Bobby, I was in Germany last year, and the city I was in, there was a rather large enclave of Muslims there, and there was a lot of unrest because, and it was near Frankfurt, a lot of the Muslims did not want to assimilate into the German culture, and the Germans were upset that they had such a difference. There was crime, there was things happening, and to be honest, a lot of the Muslims didn't want to be there. But that's where they were resettled to. And I wish people would understand, certainly not everybody, but a percentage of them, they don't want to be accepting. They don't want to use their faith and allow you to use yours or practice. They want to convert you or kill you. If you read Swords, it's very, very clear, attacks you. And we're doing it to ourselves. We're in the name of political correctness, or not to be called a Muslimophobe, whatever you want to call it. We're allowing these people out of the goodness of our heart to come to this country, and this is the end result, and we can't see it. We just continue to do it. I mean, sometimes you really do get what you deserve.
Yeah. You mentioned Germany. It's ironic that you brought that up, Lou, because I was just reading yesterday about so many young women in Germany, the Czech Republic, and some of the other places in Europe, where their families are now instructing the young women to wear the hijab to try and stave off sexual assaults from so many of the immigrants.
Bobby, I landed in Munich, and then we took a shuttle. We had a shuttle, and the shuttle ran us to Italy over Brenner Pass. So our flight actually got in a little early, and you have to wait. There's not shuttles continuously, so we had about an hour and a half wait in the Munich airport, and I've flown into Munich probably 8 or 10 times in my career. this is the first time last year that I've ever seen so many hijabs, so many Muslim women in full garb. And listen, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if that's how you want to dress, that's fine. And I have no right to say they can't. I just want to tell you, from what I saw in the Munich airport, Munich's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, no question about it. And it's fully intentional, because this is the policy that Angela Merkel wants to impose on her people. Lou, thanks very much for the call. I appreciate it. Good to have you here today. Alan is next up. Alan is in Reedville. Hi, Alan, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show. Good to have you here.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I listened or happened to hear Victor David Hansen's interview on Fox this morning.
Yes.
Seems like an incredibly insightful. Of course, I've heard Rush read some of his, you know, writings and things, but he certainly shines some light on the Republican and our conservative Never Trumpers in a way that you really can't argue with him. They can't argue with him. But one thing that really kind of came from that, the things that he said, uh-huh. is really a question, and I hadn't had time to ponder a lot, but is it possible that in the category of this drain the swamp and all that that means, that the decision by Comey and McCabe and Strzok and everybody that was a part of that actually has resulted in more opportunity of draining the swamp than if they had just laid low?
Yeah. It's an interesting question, and time will tell, but I'm inclined to that train of thought as well. And the reason I say that is because, of course, had Hillary won, none of this would have ever come to light. But the fact that Donald Trump won made them double down on their efforts, failing in their efforts to try and stave off his election, then trying to mitigate the success of his programs, I think has exposed the level and the depth to which the swamp exists, and has re-energized people who are in support of the president in his efforts to drain it. I think it's going to blow back on him big time.
Well, I mean, the list of people who are now gone, we don't have time
right.
to list everybody
uh-huh.
in all categories. I mean, inside Washington, elected to Washington originally, outside of Washington, towards the list is, and even now, for all means and purposes, totally. And Bill Clinton is gone.
Yep. And Hillary.
The reason Bill Clinton is, yeah, and the reason that Bill Clinton is gone is because of how much they hate Trump.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
why he's gone now.
Yeah, they are. You're right. They are totally blinded by what I call TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, to the point where they are divorced from reality in terms of dealing with the American electorate.
Well, and two little quick things. One is this, is that, you know, on one hand, they won the House, but this following of this hatred, look who they put in the House.
Right.
And what that's doing.
Yeah. With Omar and AOC and the brilliant leadership and guidance of Pelosi and Chuck Schumer on the other side of the hill, they are setting up a very stark contrast between the America that Donald Trump envisions and the America that Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of the so-called progressive Democrat socialists have in mind. Because what they have in mind for America is happening right now in Venezuela. So if we want to eat zoo animals and a dumpster dive for our dinner, well, then there's your program right there. Just join up with the Dems.
Of course, I wasn't a fan of the appointment of the special counsel any more than if you don't appoint one, you should, of course, in the Hillary case for sure. But you know, the thing about this, if that's true, if indeed they're over-the-top aggressive, going after Trump has resulted in the things we talked about. Well,
mm-hmm.
what's the House now doing?
Well,
the House is now about to do the same thing.
Yeah, they're doubling down.
At the level they can do it. It's a different level, and it's a different game.
Yeah, and, you know, they want things like 10 years of the president's tax returns and things that have absolutely nothing to do with a congressional constitutional mandate to look into what they call wrongdoing. This is nothing to do with the job of the House, which is to write legislation. But they're going to ignore that. Some interesting stuff to think about, Alan, and I appreciate the call. Good to have you here. Quarter after four here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. Right back with more, and more of your phone calls are on the way as well.
Wow, this is awesome.
That's not bad. 421, sunshine, blue skies here this Tuesday afternoon, even though it is a bit brisk outside. In on the text line, 71307. Bob, so the Democrats want to see 10 years of President Trump's income taxes? I'm still waiting to see Obama's grades and his thesis papers. Respectfully, from Jonathan Imstar. Thank you, Jonathan. Yeah. They even they went so far as to lock up his grades from Pokahuka High School in Hawaii or whatever it was. Can't even see those. But he was the most brilliant president ever, an intellectual giant. Well, if that's the case, how come we couldn't see his grades? Bobby, are we going to have to start raising rabbits for food as the Venezuelan dictator suggested to his people? Yeah, Maduro. Right. Well, you got to have carrots to feed the rabbits. And the people are busy eating the carrots. Bobby, a Muslim woman in Islamic clothing is publicly identifying herself as a piece of property, a slave. Shame on them. There are Muslim nations on the face of the earth right now that practice slavery. But the left has no problem with that. Dear Muslims, don't upset the Germans. They have a history. Bobby, she's a Trojan horse. Who's that, Omar? Well, she is. She's not very well disguised. Bobby, I'm not anti-Semitic, but we are $20 trillion in debt. How can we justify sending money to any other countries? You got a point, but if we're going to send money to anybody, it ought to be to the only democracy in the Middle East. Bob, is Inspector General Horowitz Republican or Democrat? No idea. Don't know. Bob, the day America denies Israel is the day America falls. These congresswomen clearly have no clue about the rules God put in place of this country. Bobby, this Chakrabarty guy is the unluckiest guy around, since not only is he AOC's chief of staff, but I believe he also is her boyfriend. Poor guy. Bobby, she should be called asinine. Occasional cortex. Gotcha. To the phones we go. Let's stay here in Greenville. Go to Gene. Hi, Gene, and welcome to the program.
Hello, Bobby. I'm calling up to make an unsolicited and very, very vital public service message.
Mm-hmm.
First off, we cannot allow any of Satan's children to take any more elected positions, okay?
Yeah.
And this brings me to the date of March 26th. Which is the election date for the South Carolina Senate District Number 6 election for the replacement of Timmons.
Right.
And I'm here to tell everybody go down and vote in that district for Dwight Loftus.
Yes, I would agree.
So would you please continue the service messages every hour on the hour or even half hour when you're on the program? Reminder, March 26th, vote Dwight Loftus.
Yeah, that is going to be an interesting election. I can't recall the name of the Democrat opponent.
Makes no difference. Dwight Loftus, period, bottom line.
Okay. Message received and understood. Thank you, Gene. I think that is a Republican-dominated district. But then again, we don't want to take anything for granted. Delaney is next up here on the Bobby Mack Show and is in Simpsonville. Hi, Delaney. How are you today?
Hi, Bobby. May I tell you about two things?
Yes.
Okay. First, I want to tell everybody to look up Takiya. It's spelled for T-I-Q-U-A, and it's what Muslims are taught when they come into a country to sneak into. They sneak into and act as your friends and play the minority, And then they slowly work up to, and they build up so many people in the country. They continue to take over and rule the country like they're doing over there in France and all of the places they're in. And I also wanted to say, you know, we are a constitutional republic.
Yes.
We are not a democracy.
Thank God.
You know, I can't say it when people call us a democracy. We're not. We're a constitutional republic, you know.
And there are efforts underway to undermine the Electoral College. We mentioned yesterday Colorado,
that's right.
One of the states mm-hmm. that's moving in that direction. But that's never going to be able to stand constitutional muster. But it tells you a great deal about the mindset of the socialists that are now running the Democrat Party.
Yeah, and you know, it even says that in our damn Pledge of Allegiance.
Sure.
Excuse me, but, you know, but and remember now, just tell everybody to look up to Kia.
Yes.
That's right. That's what all Muslims are taught, to sneak in.
Yep. Thank you.
Friend.
Thank you, Delaney. I appreciate the call. There's an example of that in Ms. Omar. You know, as I mentioned, her family came here to escape the hellish conditions in Somalia. In fact, a policy was put in place through Obama's State Department where if you are seeking refuge, if you're from Somalia, you just automatically get in to America. Automatically. And many of these people, and I'm sure many of them are hardworking and well-meaning, but there are others who may not be. And this Somali community, you may remember one of the efforts at political correctness in Minneapolis was taking one of these Somali men, a Muslim, and accepting him into their police department. He ended up inadvertently killing an innocent woman in an alleyway. The patrol car had pulled into the alley, and the woman lived in one of the buildings next to the alley, went out to see what was going on. The Somali officer actually pulled his weapon. He was in the passenger seat, and this woman came to the driver's side to see what was going on, pulled his weapon, fired it, shot across the face of his partner, and killed this woman. He is now, of course, facing criminal charges. But as a result of these Somalis clustering together, they've managed to take control of this one congressional district, and now we've got Ms. Omar in there. 4:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. Speaking of migrants, the numbers continue to reinforce the president's argument that if you had any question in your mind at all about our being in an emergency situation on the border, this should answer it for you. Be right back here on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday. Just cruising around the roundabout, which is how the Brits refer to a traffic circle. 4:36, 24 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. And in on my text line, Bobby, inadvertently kill that woman in Minnesota? Just me, but I never thought that was accidental. Well, the guy panicked. Pretty obviously, the guy panicked. Oh, another Wazer out there with a traffic update. A car flipped on its roof, Anderson Mill Road and Reedville Road. Whew. Rubber side down. Always have the rubber side down. Bobby, look it up. Tyson Food Processing Plant in Tennessee did away with Christmas and replaced it with Muslim holidays because of the Somali asylum workers. Gotcha. Bobby, I believe that woman in Minneapolis that was shot was the one who had called the police. I think that's right. That seems to be correct. Bob, remember Black Hawk Down? Yeah, nothing but gangs. Over there, it's just Somalia's out of control. Piracy on the high seas, you name it. Bobby, do you think the midterm loss for the Republicans is America's way of draining the swamp of useless Republicans so when it comes back around for election, we can get rid of that useless Democrat and put another Republican with better views in place? That's an interesting thought. I don't think it was that convoluted. I think the Democrats just, between ballot harvesting and everything else, stole as many seats as they could. And historically, the party that occupies the White House loses seats in a midterm election anyhow, so you have to anticipate some of that. Bobby, doesn't matter how Republican-laden a district is, it's extremely difficult to outvote dead Democratic voters. True enough. It's an uphill climb. Texter in all caps, love the show. Thank you. You have excellent taste. Bob heard a Trump impersonator for an ammo firearms company using the Amazon model of membership and perks. Wasn't able to write it down, but sure would like to check it out. Anybody there able to help a vet out? I remember hearing that commercial earlier, Monique Penny. Do you remember what the information for that was, the name of the company or anything?
That would be Big Daddy Unlimited.
Well, that's easy enough to remember. Big Daddy Unlimited. Yeah, just Google that. That'll take you there. Bobby, have you ever seen what rabbits will eat? They're certainly not vegan. They'll eat paper, caulk, whatever. Yeah. Bobby, why do we hear so much about the dangerous precedent being set by President Trump by declaring a national emergency on the southern border, but nothing about the invented fishing expedition the House is currently embarking on? What we have heard from the Democrats had the Republican House engaged in such a fishing expedition into Obama's financial history or anything else about him. He's the most mysterious guy ever elected president. Bobby, if Pelosi has a brain cell left, she is setting AOC up for a political decapitation. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, the rumor mill was grinding exceedingly fine that the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, the people that control the money for Democrat congressional candidates, were actually going to be nosing around trying to find somebody to primary AOC in 2 years so they could be rid of her. Bobby, Trump and his 81 comrades who got letters should answer the Democratic House exactly the same way they answered Jason Chaffetz when he requested information from them. Yeah, and I think that was something about doing something up a rope or putting sand somewhere, something like that. Hey, Bobby, 10 years of income taxes. I'm still waiting to see Obama's grades. Oh, sorry, I'm back at the beginning. But I think I do have a couple new additions here. BigDaddies.com, I think, is their website. There you go. Bob, you know the Democrat voting model. Vote early, vote often. Got it right. Oh, yeah, and somebody with a suggestion for boneheads in the news. And I think we already have that story in there, but thank you. So, you know, the question remains, and you heard mushmouth Mitch McConnell in Annie's newscast at the bottom of the hour say, well, will a president emergency declaration be overridden, and then the president will veto it, and then the veto will be sustained. Why are these supposed, what is it, how as many as 10 Republicans, including Rand Paul, going to vote with Schumer and his ilk? Oh, but you see, it's a constitutional precedent. No, it's not. The president is not creating a law out of whole cloth, as Obama did with DACA. He is merely taking already approved by Congress federal monies and transferring them from one use to another. That is not writing new law. That's like AOC saying on the Amazon deal, well, we got this $3 billion here. We ought to use it for the subways. The $3 billion didn't exist. And Trump is not creating this money for the border wall. He is taking it from other sources and transferring it for use in the case of a national emergency. But Rand Paul and the rest of these guys What, they're going to wrap themselves in the Constitution? Nowhere in the Constitution does it say the president is forbidden from taking already approved funds and transferring them to another source, transferring them to another purpose. Doesn't say that. But these guys, they're oh so willing to give the Democrats a victory in the Senate, give the media, put the bit between their teeth. Oh, President Trump trying to run a fast one here on the Constitution. Baloney. Any of these guys that vote with Schumer ought to be ridden out of town on a rail. What a bunch of morons. You don't give these guys any victory, especially give them a victory over something that is a non-existent issue. And they turn around and say, oh, well, a future Democrat president could use this to declare a national emergency on guns. No, he couldn't. Read the Second Amendment. Jeez. People with all their maneuvering in Washington drive me crazy. Meantime, Customs and Border Patrol, latest numbers are in. 76,103 migrants appeared at ports of entry and illegally crossed between ports in February. These are the ones we know about. 76,000. The largest number of apprehensions and inadmissible migrants for a February reporting period in 12 years. But you listen to Schumer and Pelosi. Oh, there's no national emergency on the border. Right. Anybody has a brain? Anybody who can count to 76,103 knows there's a national emergency. Of those illegals who came to the border seeking admission or illegally crossing between ports of entry, 62% were family units and unaccompanied minors. Yeah, and how many of those were involved in human trafficking? This presents both a border security and humanitarian crisis at our southwest border, said Kevin McAleen in a press conference. He's the commissioner, CBP. Border Patrol Chief of Operations Brian Hastings told reporters that during February, Border Patrol agents apprehended more than 66,000 migrants who illegally crossed the border from Mexico between ports of entry. That's up from nearly 48,000 in January, a nearly 40% increase. Why are we seeing this? Because they're afraid of what Trump is going to do. So they want to try and get in now while the getting is good. They might be coming here illegally, but not all of them are stupid. And they know that as long as they get in under the gun, that the Pelosis and Schumers of the world will welcome them and their votes with open arms. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
That is correct.
Right. 4:50 now, 10 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show, and in on my text line, 71307. Bob, that number of apprehensions at the border can be visualized by a Bank of America stadium, a full Bank of America stadium entering every month. Bobby, let's be sure and thank Al Gore for all this lovely global warming. Now, where did I put my Speedo? Bobby, Pelosi and Schumer have been taking payoffs from the Mexican drug cartels to keep the borders wide open. They're terrified. Wouldn't surprise me. I don't have any evidence of it, but it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, they're as corrupt as the day is, well, short right now. Bobby, why doesn't anyone make the logical case for Trump's national emergency declaration? There's always a false equivalency put forward. In this case, well, you criticized Obama for his executive actions, but now you're okay with Trump's? Obama's were done to push his policy preferences. Trump's action is to fulfill the president's most basic duty, to protect the country and the American people. Big difference from Alan R. in Spartanburg. And there's another as well. This is not an executive action. This is a national emergency declaration, of which Obama made about a dozen. Bobby, if the Democrats tried to declare an emergency to confiscate guns, they will have a true national emergency. And this, Bobby, it's very simple. They all hate Trump. Yeah, when you boil it all down, that's where you get. Bobby, the question Rand Paul needs to ask himself, which is more dangerous, Trump exercising his authority or the House with their blatant abuse of power and threats? Good question. To the phones we go. Let's head to Tryon and bring in George here on the Bobby Mac Tuesday edition. Hi, George, and welcome.
Hello, Bobby. The Polk County gun guy here.
Hey, good to hear
you. Met you at the GOP rally. Well, there's going to be another one. This Turkey Tillis has, let's say, crossed us.
Yeah, and I know what you're referring to, because Tillis is one of the names on the list who is thinking about voting with Schumer and the Democrats on this national emergency, right?
He was number three to announce that he would do so, right behind Stumble Bumble from Maine and the other turkey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know. Yeah. The round up the usual rhino suspects. Murkowski.
Exactly.
Murkowski from Alaska and Susan Collins from Maine.
Yeah. Mumble Bumble, I call her.
Right.
Anyway, he's going to come up with a pretty rude awakening when he comes to get reelected. We worked very hard to get him past Kay Hagan, and I think he's not going to get past the next one.
When does he come up again, George? Remind me.
In 2020. Laughing gleefully.
The plot.
I can't believe he crossed us that badly.
The plot, as they say, thickens. Well, but he's standing up for the Constitution, right, George?
He doesn't know what the hell the Constitution is, my friend.
that would be my interpretation of the situation as well.
It's stunning. I can't believe these people talk a great game, and then we work like the devil to get them in there, and then the first chance they get, they give us the old zingaroo.
I know it. It's the ultimate frustration, and yet, you know, these guys are painting themselves as patriots. They're defending the nation from some future Democrat president that might declare a national emergency on guns, as if that would get anywhere.
Or as if that would stop them. Oh, we were nice to you then, so don't be bad to us now. Yeah, that's a real deal.
Yeah, that's a great argument, isn't it? Yeah. I'm telling you, they mystify me. They really do.
Yeah, we hoisted ourselves on our own petard, so now you won't do it to us, right?
Well, you know, as they say in Game of Thrones, winter is coming, and so is 2020.
Yes, yes, yes. And you got a sense of what the Polk County Republicans are like.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And and they mean business, as they say in Texas. Good to hear from you, George. I appreciate that. I'd forgotten to mention Tom Tillis. Yeah, he needs to be in there. Rand Paul says 10 Republican senators will vote against Trump's national emergency declaration. Told a group of reporters he thinks 10 will vote for Texas Democrat Representative Joaquin Castro's resolution. Why would any Republican vote for any resolution put forward by a Democrat named Castro? Just on general principle. This comes as Paul said he'll going to join a group of three Republicans who expressed concerns with Trump's declaration, saying they do not believe the president should be allowed to override Congress to such a degree. How is he overriding Congress? If Congress would do its damn job, a national emergency wouldn't be necessary, pardon my French. He is not creating new money. All funding must originate in the House, says the Constitution. Well, the money the president is using was created in the House in budgets already passed for different purposes, for construction of new housing on military bases or what have you. The president is merely he's merely using his executive authority to take already congressionally approved dollars and use them for another purpose. How is that a threat to the Constitution or to our constitutional republic? It seems to me that these guys are merely looking for an excuse to be able to thumb their nose at Donald Trump. I mean, I know Rand Paul doesn't like him, and I guess Tom Tillis considers himself such a great authority on the Constitution, he knows better than the president what he's legally allowed to do. You know, it's not enough. We got the media, we got Hollywood, we got the Democrats, but we got to put up with these schlubs as well. 5 o'clock Follies is on the way next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.